didn't go as planned. I don't know what happened, to be honest. I have no idea where I am. And I don't know what's happening next or what the fuck we're supposed to do next. And I hate that because I like to know what to expect. All I can tell you is being forced to do things that seem pretty pointless. She calls it self-soothing and she says it's worth the time it takes. And I'm like, this shit has gone crazy. Self-soothing is a great way to waste time if you ask me. And I just think we need to get back to reality. We need to start working harder if we're ever going to achieve our dreams. She never listens to me anymore. Instead, she just chills and daydreams about really boring things. What she dreamed of? Oh, you know. Sometimes she dreams about heaven on earth. Sometimes it's water parks and water slides. Sometimes it's warm apple pie. It's messed up because she was never like this until this cancer shit happened. Ever since then, she's completely lost it. I tried to talk to her about it. I told her she needs to let go of the fairy tale and come back to the real world. And she just ignored me, like my opinion didn't matter. Then I tried to suffocate her in her sleep once, just to scare her a bit, you know, so she'd see that I'm necessary to her existence as a human being. But it didn't work. And now she blames me for all her pain. But I'm like, not surprised, because that's typical. People like her can't take responsibility for themselves. She can't admit that she's the reason I freaked out, because she's not listening to me and I demand to be heard. But instead of listening to me, she writes these letters to someone named Beverly, and she tells her about her plans to create a new reality. She talks about her new life and the afterlife, and so I'm like, where is she going? Did she already go? And is that why I feel like a ghost? So did she die? Or did I? And is that why I can't get to return like I could before? So then are we in between two worlds? This is what I don't know. And this is why I don't know where I am, or why I am, or who I am. But what I do know for certain is that I will not accept this kind of treatment anymore. The way I see it, she wants to ignore me. I'll just have to keep giving her neck pain and maybe some restless legs and a few canker sores so she knows what it feels like not to be free to express herself. Maybe then she'll stop pretending I don't exist. Maybe then she'll realize I'm the one she needs to make amends with. Until then, plans to be great are never working. How can they when I'm the one who helps her do the work? The work that works. I don't sit around all day and daydream. I get things done.
Okay. Okay, you keep telling yourself that, hun. But nothing you do is ever fun. And that's why I don't listen to you anymore. And yes, I can still hear you through the door. I just don't need you anymore, so I ignore. You can try to hurt me, but I'm surrounded by light and love, so good luck. But if you decide to raise your frequency and start listening to me and what I want, then maybe then we can be friends again. Until then, you're dead to me.
Our stories by artist Sarah Long. Thanks for listening. Hope you like it. Hope you subscribe if you haven't already. And don't forget to tell a friend about art stories, so that we can together save the world by raising the global frequency. That's what our stories is all about. You know that, right? It's about changing the heads and hearts of the human beings, so that we can find more self-love, so we can give more love, the right kind of love. You know what I'm saying? So.